Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine an archipelago of 115 islands scattered like jewels across 1.4 million square kilometers of the Western Indian Ocean, suddenly becoming the focal point of India's maritime strategy. That is exactly what is happening today. India and the Republic of Seychelles have just unveiled the SESEL Joint Vision, a framework that stands for sustainability, economic growth and security through enhanced linkages. This landmark declaration was made during the state visit of President Patrick Hermony to New Delhi, and it marks 50 years of diplomatic relations that began in 1976. The very name SESEL is a clever blend. It is both an acronym and the Seychellois Creole word for Seychelles, underscoring India's intent to be a partner rather than a patron. Now let us explore what SESEL really means. The new framework is built on five pillars that will guide India-Seychelles cooperation in maritime security, digital infrastructure, renewable energy, climate action and trade. Each pillar is designed to deepen ties and create a sustainable, secure future for both nations. Why does Seychelles matter so much? First, its strategic geography is unrivaled. The islands sit at the confluence of the East African Sea Lanes, the Mozambique Channel and the Aden Gulf traffic, as well as the critical shipping routes from the Persian Gulf that supply India with most of its energy. In addition, Seychelles lies on the emerging Indian Ocean-Pacific Connectivity Corridor, acting as a choke point between East Africa and South Asia. Because of this, control and surveillance of these waters are vital for India's energy security and trade. Key strategic assets illustrate this point. On Assumption Island, India has secured access to build a military facility, placing Indian forces roughly 1,000 kilometers from the Indian mainland coast of Africa. This outpost enables India to monitor maritime traffic across the Western Indian Ocean. Regular joint patrol exercises are conducted under the Bilateral Defense Agreement, and the Indian Coast Guard and Navy frequently carry out outreach activities in Seychelles, reminiscent of the historic Operation Cactus framework. All of this is anchored in India's broader maritime doctrine, SAGAR, which stands for security and growth for all in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced SAGAR in Mauritius in March 2015, and it provides the overarching philosophy for India's engagement in the Indian Ocean region. The doctrine rests on five pillars: protecting maritime interests and ensuring free flow of sea lines of communication, deepening economic and security cooperation with island nations and littoral states, collective action against natural disasters, piracy, terrorism and illegal, unreported and unregulated, IUU, fishing, developing maritime infrastructure such as ports, coast guard facilities and radar networks, and capacity building through training of coast guard and naval personnel as well as disaster management teams. In practice, SAGAR translates into what we call India's island diplomacy. Turning to the bilateral relationship, let us note some key facts. Diplomatic ties were established in 1976, and this year marks the golden jubilee of that partnership. India has emerged as one of Seychelles' largest bilateral development partners. Among the tangible contributions are the provision of Dornier to 28 maritime patrol aircraft to the Seychelles Coast Guard and the gifting of a fast patrol vessel. Multiple lines of credit have been extended for infrastructure projects, airport upgrades and fisheries jetties. The Indian diaspora is also significant, with about 6,000 people of Indian origin, roughly 6% of Seychelles' total population, contributing to cultural and economic links. The blue economy dimension is equally important. Seychelles possesses an exclusive economic zone of 1.37 million square kilometers, one of the world's largest EEZs relative to its land area. India supports Seychelles in developing its fisheries and participates in joint patrols to curb IUU fishing, thereby protecting a vital source of livelihood and revenue. On the same day as the SECL announcement, India signed a joint declaration of intent for defense industrial cooperation with Greece. This five-year roadmap aims at co-development and co-production, aligning India's Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative with Greece's Defense Industry Agenda 2030. Greece will deploy a liaison officer to the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region, IFSIOR, at Gurugram, and a bilateral military cooperation plan for 2026 was exchanged. Greece's significance lies in its NATO and EU membership, a sizable navy, the fourth largest in NATO by tonnage, and advanced shipbuilding and aerospace sectors. This partnership opens doors for India to access European standard naval platforms and defense export markets. The IFSIOR, operational since 2018, aggregates maritime domain awareness data from 21 partner countries and 4 multilateral bodies, strengthening regional security. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SECL joint vision stands for sustainability, economic growth and security through enhanced linkages and was launched on the 50th anniversary of India-Seychelles relations, with President Patrick Hermony visiting New Delhi on February 9, 2026. Its 5 pillars cover maritime security, digital infrastructure, renewable energy, climate action and trade. The Sagar Doctrine, announced by Prime Minister Modi in March 2015 at Mauritius, means security and growth for all in the region, positioning India as a net security provider and development partner for island states. The Mahasagar Framework, an expansion of Sagar for 2025-2030, adds blue economy, climate and security dimensions. India and Seychelles have cooperated on the Assumption Island Military Access Agreement, the provision of Dornier to 28 aircraft, a fast patrol vessel, and lines of credit for infrastructure. The Indian community numbers about 6,000. Seychelles' EEZ spans 1.37 million square kilometers, and India has installed a coastal surveillance radar as part of the regional CSRN. The India-Greece Defence Pact is a 5-year plan, includes a liaison officer at IFSIOR, and ties into Greece's NATO and EU stature. The IFSIOR, based in Gurugram, was set up in 2018 and now integrates data from 21 partners. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the acronym SECL, the full form of Sagar, the location of Assumption Island, the Dornier to 28 aircraft and the patrol vessel gifted to Seychelles, the establishment year of IFSIOR in 2018, and the fact that India now leads Combined Task Force 154 under the Combined Maritime Forces headquartered in Bahrain. For mains, you can discuss India's neighborhood first policy extended to Indian Ocean island states, analyze the Sagar Doctrine and its role in maritime security, evaluate the emerging India-France-Greece axis in the IOR, and examine the importance of IFSIOR for maritime domain awareness. In GS3, you can write about the blue economy, the challenge of IOU fishing, and the vulnerability of small islands to climate change, linking them to India's support under SECL. In summary, the SECL vision not only commemorates 5 decades of friendship but also cements India's strategic foothold in the Western Indian Ocean, dovetailing with the Sagar Doctrine and expanding through new defense ties with Greece. This integrated approach of security, sustainable development and capacity building is set to shape India's maritime future for years to come.